This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Everybody, it's the TGO Radio. It's America's longest running, least listened to podcast. Trying to get a show in before the big storms hit.
Broadcasting
again.
In between power
yes,
outages.
Yes. Ooh. We're about 2 hours away from an enormous storm hitting again.
Yeah.
One hits Sunday. I guess Jeff lost power here at the North headquarters.
Yep.
And I flickered but stayed on. Which,
well, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know, that fucking thing, that we were both outside in the garage when that hit, and it's like, I mean, yeah, I saw it getting something. Dark, and all of a sudden, wham, man,
it was sudden.
Hit.
Yeah. But we're trying to, there's another big storm supposed to roll through in about 2 hours,
yeah.
So we're trying to get a show in real quick before that happens. And Jeff loses power again. I was lucky not to lose it, not going to get lucky twice in a row. So I did everything last night, laundry and dishes and get all my shit together. And
there you go.
The thing where I'm at there out in the city is that, I guess the exurbs, not the city so much, but like, even if the power goes out, all I have is no power.
At least you still got gas and water.
Yeah. So I can shower and shit and
yep.
cook and, you know,
yeah,
so
we lose power here. There goes the well pump, and
it's everything.
You're out.
And that's
baby.
The only disadvantage of living out here because I love your neighbors.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I will.
Right? No, I get.
I'm gonna look at investing in a generator because we've had a few
whole house generator.
Huh?
Whole house generator?
Not
like
a whole house,
or something
but
like that.
No.
Those are super expensive.
Yes, they're very expensive. I want to get something that's dual fuel source because I always got propane cylinders sitting around.
Yeah.
And we have not had a power outage here that hasn't lasted at least 6 hours. Now, 6 hours is doable.
Yeah, it's
kind of depending on when it happens. If it happens where I got to go to bed and can't plug in my fucking breathing machine, then I'll choke and fucking die. So, but it would be nice. And we don't, you know, 6 hours, you don't lose shit in the refrigerator.
Right.
But it'd still be nice to at least, you know, be able to take, like you said, take a shit.
Shit shower and
yep.
shave, right?
Yep. Exactly. So now I'd like to get something that I could hook up properly, backfeed into the house, and just turn off, you know, just only turn on the circuits I want, maybe kitchen.
I would very bathroom. Much like to have something like that, too.
You know.
Did you guys stay at the North headquarters when the power went out? Or?
We stayed Sunday night, but then we got a hotel for Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Presidential suite, baby.
Oh!
You know it. Yeah, I don't know why I didn't take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, my God.
Probably because I was not in a great fucking mood. But, yeah, we had the presidential suite, man.
The presidential suite. Oh, my God. So, wait a minute. So, hang on. Let's go back to the history of it. So, you did not go to that concert yesterday.
No. Ended up not going to Chicago because...
Jeff has had tickets twice to see this band, Snow Patrol.
Yep.
The first time he had tickets, he didn't go because his dad died.
Because my dad's funeral was that day, so, you know, we kind of skipped that one.
And then all this shit happens at the house, and he couldn't go again.
Yeah. Somebody doesn't want me to see Snow Patrol.
You are fucking doomed, man. Holy
shit. That's a shame,
man.
And you know what? Today, man, or yesterday and today, that's all I listened to. While I was working, man.
God damn, is that a tasty beverage?
What you got there?
Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
God. Robert Kennedy can fucking leave this alone. I don't give a damn if it gives me
kidney. Well, he knows what's best for you. You can quit drinking that fatty McFat ass.
Yeah, that's just it. Yeah.
You know, fuck you and your free will.
I want him to tell me how lefties are trying to control your life, and it's
right.
true. And it's true. And it's true.
No,
they are.
They all are.
I want Trump people to tell me how lefties are trying to run my life. But then, with a clear conscience, vote for a clear lunatic to run Health and Human Services who's going to change the way, just like change the way food is done in America. Like, I'm not even arguing it's good for you because it's not. But
no.
It's not that Kennedy wants you to eat better. It's that he wants to force companies to behave differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same fucking thing.
Fucking lefties want you to drive electric cars and the fucking righties want you to fucking eat right and pray.
Well, lefties want you to drive electric cars as long as it's not the wrong electric car.
Right, exactly.
Or fucking carve swastikas into it and drag their keys across it or whatever. See, again, if you have the nerve...
it's all just so fucking
If you
bullshit.
Have the nerve to pick a side in this day and age instead of having a standard and doing your best to apply it evenly,
yes.
then you're already behind the fucking game.
Yeah, it's so fucking silly. It's so fucking silly.
They all stink.
What, the fucking Cubs are just ass-fucking the Athletics, man.
Well, I mean...
Right on.
Ask me how the Braves are doing.
How are the Braves doing?
Well, buddy.
Yeah?
Have I got an exciting story for you on Wednesday, April 2nd. The beloved Braves are...
Shall we check the standings?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I can tell you how it's going. The beloved Braves are 0-6.
Mm.
They are the last team in baseball without a win.
Without a fucking W?
Right. They scored a run last night on a throwing error on the part of the Dodgers. Otherwise, I think we got two hits. Night before, we got two hits, one home run.
Damn.
Lost that game. Before that, we didn't score for 30 innings.
Wow.
And
damn,
we
dude.
Are 0-6.
Oof, that hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing I don't care about stuff, you know, like I used to.
Oh, yeah.
If I was young, I'd be...
You'd be mad.
Yeah, I'd be mad, but
yeah,
now I'm old.
I'm with you.
I don't care anymore. I'm old. Yeah, so that's a young man's game. And by the way, if you know a guy who's older that still really cares and like pumps his fist and yells and screams and gets, you ought to not talk to him anymore because it's
grow up, dude.
He's a child.
Yeah,
and you really ought to not talk to him anymore.
Yeah,
frankly.
Oh, you know, going back to the fucking power outage. So we're at the hotel. Right?
Oh, my God, the presidential suite.
We're in the presidential suite.
Oh, my God.
And so we stayed here through the power outage Sunday night. Woke up. We're looking at, you know, the electric company's shit and everything. It's like, yeah, we need to go get a fucking.
Yeah, you do.
We need to go get a hotel. So I found one.
By the way, let me know what you find as far as the backup thing goes.
Oh, I will.
I'd like to get some going, too.
And so we went, we checked in Monday afternoon, and, you know, I got the presidential suite because it had a nice, like, hot tub and shit, you know, some tricks.
Oh, my God.
And I woke up about 3:30 in the morning, Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, I was going to get up at 5 o'clock to go to work anyway, but I wake up at 3:30, and I can't, you know, can't breathe. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, oh, my thing shut off. The fucking power was out.
At the hotel?
At the fucking hotel.
Irony.
So I got up and
buddy,
I'm like,
not far from where that hotel is. If it's the one I'm thinking of, they got hammered. Yeah, though, right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you should have seen the people that were there checking in Monday evening when we got there. That dude fucking running the desk had a. He was a white American guy too.
What?
I know. Shocker. That dude had a smile on his face. He even said something. He goes, "Boy, this is the fucking end of the month because it was the 31st." On Monday, he goes, "This is going to be a great end of the month for me." Yeah, I bet, dude.
Was it his hotel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, probably the head manager or something. I don't know.
Not to be indelicate about it, but how much was the presidential suite per night?
You know, it wasn't that bad. It was like $100.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Well, I got a membership with a company from all my work travels and stuff.
And
so.
I want to tell you, Jeff, I mean, not, you know, Jeff is a humble guy, but he's a millionaire.
Oh, like, yeah.
He's still, because, buddy, yeah. I'd have been downtown.
I buy concert tickets and don't go to concerts. I book hotels that I can't fucking, you know, get fucking credits for if I have to cancel.
Well,
so,
100.
You know.
You couldn't get credit for that Chicago hotel.
Nope.
No.
Nope, because I'm a dumbass. That's why.
Well, that's all right, buddy. You know.
But you know what you think about it? What we'd have spent in food and gas getting there? Yeah. It's kind of a wash.
Yeah. I'm tempted to go check it out just to check it out.
Fucking presidential suite. I walked in and there was a complimentary bowl of Cheetos sitting there on the fucking.
That's great.
It was the best room ever. Many, many fries.
I was going to say, were there any fries there? Golly.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many french fries.
We did order in pizza.
Did you?
For dinner that night, yeah. Hey, did you know Monday was Herb Alpert's birthday?
No.
90.
Really?
Fucking 90.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
On the dead.
Maybe he would have been 90. I don't
He's
fucking
on the Deadpool
know.
Next year. I'll tell you that. If he is alive. I thought he was gone.
No, age 90.
No kidding. Still alive.
Fucking 35. Jesus Christ. Why is this guy still alive?
Well, some people are hanging on, man. Good for him. I saw a story and thought of you. I saw it this morning. I heard it this morning, actually, and thought of you. I put it out just for this. Woman says her rescue dog ate 5 pair of her Skims underwear, leaving her $13,000 out of pocket.
What?
Yep.
For underwear?
No, the surgery for the dog.
Oh.
I'm telling you this because your dog's eating your lady's socks and you need to fucking get a hold of it.
Oh, that dog eats TV remotes.
Well, no, I remember you saying that on the show too. But, buddy, it's 13 grand this woman's paying.
Yeah, he's got a $7,000 fucking knee, so.
Yeah, well, NFL stands for not for long. If, you know, like if they come to me and they go, look, your cat needs a $4,000 surgery. I'd be like, listen, I love my cat, but that's not happening. Putting her to sleep is $250, and I love Sophie, but it's not happening, buddy.
Yeah, I get
There's
it.
No way. Even if I had it, which I don't, but even if I had it, no. Skims, apparently, that's the Kim Kardashian underwear. I guess those are really expensive.
Ew. Did she wear them or something before you buy them? Or?
5 pairs of Skims underwear. The surgery is going to cost this gal $13,000. I thought of you when I saw that.
God damn.
Yeah, no, I know.
Ugh.
Uh-huh. Holy shit. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
What's the shit network update?
Well, it happened again today.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped for you on this. Yeah.
It's starting to get comfortable.
Yeah, good. Oh, there you go. Good. Good.
I'm sitting there at my desk going, yeah, you know what? I need to go. I need some alone time.
See, now it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
Now you understand. Now you got it. I got breakfast at the McDonald's by my house this morning.
Yeah.
A little sausage and egg biscuit and 2 hash browns.
2?
And a drink. I cashed in points for the one. I didn't pay for the one. But hash browns I'd murdered before I got, you know, 2 miles down the road. I'd killed them. Eat the sandwich at work.
Why didn't you take the hash browns and put the sandwich in between the hash browns and eat it like... You got a biscuit, right? A sausage?
Yeah. Sausage and egg biscuit and 2 hash browns.
So you put a hash brown and a hash brown on either side of that fucking biscuit sandwich. Fucking just go to town.
I would be more tempted to put the hash browns on the underside of each half of the biscuit.
Whatever turns your crank, sweetheart.
Man, that would be... I don't even think I could get my mouth that wide open.
Yeah, you could.
Jeff's got a heart, I think. I murdered those hash browns, and I got to work and ate the little sandwich, and I got to work. 8:30, I shit my brains out.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 10 minutes.
Yeah, those hash browns are going to push whatever's in your colon right the fuck out.
Apparently, if it's hash browns or fries, it's going to push out whatever's been hanging around in there. Because I got up this morning, and I'm like, okay, power's going to go out tonight. I got a shower this morning. Like, I'm playing, like, I was ahead of it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's something else this power outage has really shown me is that the older I get, I am a slave to fucking routine.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, humans, don't let anyone try to talk you into otherwise. Humans need routine.
I wasn't like that when I was younger.
Yeah. Well, no one is. You get older and you realize that the world functions a certain way and your place in it is a lot better when you...
When there's routine.
Yep.
Fucking goddamn.
Yes, sir. Damn, I stopped at Dad's again. Tell you, he had fucking Alice on again. Jesus Christ.
What's he put it? What's that on? Like MeTV or something?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those fucking old-timey channels.
He pays... My dad pays just enough for cable that he can sit and watch old shows all day long. And I mean to tell you, I don't know how he does it. Honestly. It is as garbage a TV
show.
Your
dad's always been a TV watcher, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, serious TV watcher.
Yeah, but he watches shit. It's garbage.
Well, it's, you know, fucking shitty whatever was on when he was young and, you know.
Well.
Thrilling.
I guess, but golly. Oh. Early to rise. Oh, yeah, Doug. Early to bed.
Did Linda Lavin sing this?
She did.
Oh, she shouldn't have. on, it's tough to see.
Oh.
I had to get up, get out from under, and look for me. There's a new girl in town,
'cause I'm feeling good.
There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. Oh. There's a new girl in town. Good. Boy, that just don't scream fucking late 70s or mid 70s, whatever it was. It's late, I guess. But if things work out, she's
gonna stay. Oh. Now, here's something I didn't realize about the opening for. Here's something I didn't realize. She comes out of the bathroom with that uniform on. Hard nips, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if things work out, she's gonna stay. I'm a sucker for some hard nipples, man. I mean, God, I don't know where it comes from, but gee whiz.
Well, you know, a lot of times with that greasy fucking white T-shirt that Mel wore, he had hard nips.
Well,
I mean, you probably never looked close. I did.
That's jerking material, though, right there. What a bad character. I texted
fucking
you,
Mel.
I texted you a few weeks ago when I was at Dad's, and I go, what a shitty character this is. God damn.
Just, fucking old traumatized fucking neurotic Vera.
Yeah, really. I don't know what that woman did ever in life after that show, and we could try to find out, but...
Who?
Beth Howland or whatever
Beth
her
Howland
name was.
Beth Howland that played Vera?
Yeah. Oh, she was on every episode of that show, and...
Well, and then there was a spinoff show with Flo.
Yes. One season.
Yeah. Oh, did it go a whole season?
They forced her off the show for that one, because they thought they had a hit with Flo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss my grits.
Fuck off.
No shit.
And it's like the third stooge. They had three other flows in there after. They were all blondes, I think.
Look, I've seen grits. If it looks like grits, I ain't fucking kissing it, lady, okay?
Elizabeth Howland died December 31st, 2015.
Val Kilmer died today.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, was it today or last night?
Oh, you know what? I think it might have been last night.
Well, she was all right when she was young. Holy smokes.
Who, Vera?
Yeah. Let's see what her death. She was.
Why am I picturing that? I thought she looked more like, who played what's-his-name's wife in The Shining?
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall, thank you. Fucking horse teeth, Shelly.
There was a fucking fucking veneers. Beat it.
Veneers.
lung cancer for Beth Howland.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Death. She died December 31, 2015. Death was not reported to the media until May 14th, 2016, per her request. Let's see, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Alice. And after that, she did a couple shows here and there and TV movies, and that was a wrap. Just individual episodes of stuff is all she did after
Vera that. Character took it out of her, huh?
Funny. I mean, you got to know, if you're on a show, that's a hit. You got to put that money away.
Oh, you got to bank
that
shit, man.
You got to bank all of it.
How long was that show on?
Alice was on for fucking ever, unfortunately.
Like 9, 10
77 seasons? To, let me click through, to 85.
Okay, so 8, yeah.
Fucking 9 seasons.
9 seasons.
That's a hit.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, fucking MASH won 11.
Well, yeah, but MASH should have not gone 11. MASH should have gone maybe 5 or 6 and then kind of dipped out. Buddy, the shows on the back end of that are
they're good.
Tough to watch.
No, they're not.
Oof, buddy. You got to watch those with adult eyes, man. They're tough.
Oh, yeah.
Oof, it is. Eesh.
No, I've watched them.
Now, I can watch the old stuff, but, you know, well, I mean, it's all old stuff, but. Oh, man, that's a Alice is a bad. She had some bad perm when I was watching it today. Sheesh.
All them fucking independent women coming out in the 70s.
Yeah, that's just it.
It's a new life for me.
I'm my own gal.
I'm going to make it. I'm slinging hash at a greasy spoon along the highway.
Exactly. Fucking.
Look, honey, go get a man, okay?
Yeah, all right. Look, would you suck a dick and get a house? What are you doing? You got a little kid here. What are you doing? You gotta get a house with a backyard, honey. You can't have an apartment in Phoenix. What are we doing?
Is that where this took place?
Yes.
Phoenix, huh?
Suck a dick and get a house somewhere with a backyard. Jeez.
There's a new
girl in town, and I'm feeling good. Fuck off. God. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Shabba-doo-doo-doo.
Garbage. Yeah, I know. Late 70s is about how women are their people. And you know women are people?
Are they?
They've been for about 45 years now. Yeah, did you know that?
We've been giving them names lately, too, haven't
we? Yeah, well.
Fucking naming them and shit.
Only reason I know they have names is so I know who to write the checks to. Am I right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. It's funny how they all spell it C-U-N-T.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the woman-hating hour continues on TGO Radio. Oh, man, that's great.
God damn it. Fuck you. That song is going to be stuck in my goddamn head. Fuck you.
It is the worst. Fuck all this. You want to get some news?
Yes.
Yes. Why do you talk that way? I had a stroke. From The Simpsons.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Yeah, this is the bin.
This is a story that begins with a blue recycling bin. But trust me, it doesn't end there.
It is tragically gross.
And that may be putting it lightly.
So you're kind of like, okay, this is disgusting.
Alex Van Dyne spent years working in television news throughout the country. But he never imagined.
Of course he did.
Standing in front of the camera talking about.
You kind of know what the urine smells like.
Yes, urine. That's what this story is about. But before you turn away, understand that this could be you living in a Northeast Portland neighborhood, minding your own business.
Never.
No, couldn't be me living in Portland.
Not me. No, sir.
No, I can think for myself. Couldn't be me. No.
Jesus Christ.
No, thank you. I don't really know, but hell fucking no.
Nope.
Could not be me.
When he shows up in the middle of the night, this all started in September when Van Dyne and his wife noticed their garbage bins had not been collected.
So I went to open the blue bin, and lo and behold, there was a nice deposit of gallon-sized bottles of urine to put it.
That's when I call out my wife and her boyfriend, and I said, guys, you're not going to believe this.
Hey, guess what?
Plainly. And there were six of them.
Six bottles of urine in his recycling bin.
Take one garbage down, you pass it around.
5 gallons of urine on the wall.
Caller wouldn't take it. It's biohazard.
Yes.
What does your wife think about all this?
Yeah, well, she loves it. What the fuck do you think she thinks about it, stupid?
Well, she set up a kiddie pool in the backyard and had me pour it on her.
Ah, what?
No. Well, that seems like that seems excessive to me, actually.
Yeah.
She's befuddled as well.
Eventually, Van Dyne pulled his garbage bins, hoping that the urine dropper would go away. And he did.
I've heard of panty droppers, but urine droppers?
Straight to the
This show's a panty dropper.
Is it?
Yeah. I'll fuck you if you quit playing it.
Neighbor's bin, and then another neighbor.
It sort of started to, you know, unravel. And I don't know why he's hitting the same location. So
Trixie and I decided that she's going to go ahead and drop out of school, and we're just going to start an OnlyFans page for me and put content up and then wait for people to pay us to take it down.
Beautiful. That's what this show should do.
Times. That doesn't make any sense to me. And or...
Sorry.
Or why he is doing it.
So who is this man driving...
Who are these people?
Who is the urine bandit?
...a late model vehicle depositing bottles of urine...
Not just bottles, but gallons, buddy. Not just bottles. Gallons.
6 gallons.
Yeah.
That's a lot of piss.
That's a lot of piss.
That's a lot.
This grainy video shows him pulling up, getting out, and leaving the jugs behind.
Shows him pulling up and pulling out. Get it?
Grainy. They had better cameras on the moon than they have for this fucking... What year is this? You don't have better cameras?
You mean the moon studio.
We had a video last year of a guy fucking himself on a cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
It was crystal clear.
Fucking clear, man.
Van Dyne has shared his ordeal on the social app called Nextdoor. He's been flooded with theories as to the reason behind it all.
Okay, these sound effects. Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous.
Here's why I hate him. Because he does that local news thing.
Yep.
Everything he says or shows you. He's got pictures of a flushing toilet.
Yeah.
He's got the screen pop up with the Nextdoor logo and the whole thing and the sounds it makes. He's got it all, man. It's
getting that fucking Emmy.
He's got everything. He's like, zip, piss sound.
It was like maybe it's a ring that they've kidnapped some people and they're trying to get rid of their fecal matter. In the most bizarre way possible.
No, I don't think that's what it is. I think the guy's just sick or whatever. And
it's Portland.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Right.
He has filed a police report. He says he was told that if a urine had gone in the regular garbage bin, it wouldn't be a crime. But because it's in the blue bin, it is.
Okay.
Portland, having solved all other problems, passed a law that said... You know, if you drop the piss, if you drop a piss container into the recycling bin, it's a crime.
But standard garbage, it's okay.
Yep.
We'll take it.
Right.
So now Van Dyne is on a mission to find out who this is, getting his license plate.
He's on a mission
Listen.
To finally make his wife come after
Listen,
all these years.
Van Dyne, your mission is misguided, misdirected. Your mission should be to get the fuck out of Portland. You want to solve this problem? Move.
His mission is to help his wife come without the bull this time. Fuck off.
Without the bull. Hats off to the bull.
Yeah. Someone's got to prep the bull. Van Dyne, get in there.
We'll be
You're up.
Crucial.
And I've actually started putting my bins back out again.
Prep the bull. Jesus Christ. That's a whole subculture of fucking, I don't even want to know. Oh.
Night before, and putting him in a different position just to see if I could get a better video of him.
Uh-huh. He doesn't plan to move, nothing like that. He loves.
Why don't you hide in the fucking bin, stupid?
Buy a fucking gun. One shot takes care of all that.
The neighborhood has lived here since 2006, but he does have a message.
Maybe he's watching.
He does have a message. If my wife's boyfriend ever sees you, you're in trouble.
Guy's dumping bottles, gallons of piss in your garbage. I highly doubt he's watching the news.
You know, that's fair. You would. Well,
I'll tune in, see if I made the news yet on this.
That was a good late newscast. Better go dump all this piss into neighboring fucking recycling bins.
I don't know. Please stop. Please, just don't do it anymore.
Yeah. Then they got the film of him rolling the fucking recycling bin. I hate this reporter. I can't stand him.
And through it all, Van Dyne has managed to find some levity in the situation.
It's a lot of pee. I mean,
and you just had the feeling he couldn't wait to say this.
I mean, this guy's really pissing me off.
I hate this. I just with a passion.
You know what, though? That joke got exactly what it deserved.
Nothing.
We rode the silence out. It's exhausting.
Guy bit me off. How long you been sitting on that one, Van Dyne?
It's the director of his wife's theater troupe gave him that joke. How do I know there's a theater troupe? I just know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just...
Portland.
Yes, something's going on. Yeah.
Look, if you're not dumping fucking gallon bottles of piss in people's recycling, you're in a theater group.
That's such a nonsense. That's great. Fuck off, I guess is what I'm telling you by this point. Fuck off, Portland. I know, if you're not running a food co-op, you're in a fucking acting troupe. Something has happened. I don't know what middle-aged white people do in Portland, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. I would have watched Portlandia and found out, but that show was insufferable.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Unwatchable.
Yeah, if you're not in a theater troupe, you're trying to get on Portlandia.
Oh, why was that?
God.
I watched one episode of that, and I went, well, this is impossible.
Yeah, I remember
impossible
watching that
watch.
Once going, this is fucking ridiculous.
Oh. That's just a show people from 8 area codes across the country watch it, and it wins 50 Emmys because they, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the...
All right, we're following a developing story now out of New Jersey. A police chief there accused of harassment by 5 officers who worked under him.
Their allegations disturbing and disgusting. Fox 8 Stephanie...
All right. We're in.
I'm in.
Bertini's live in North Bergen with more. Steph?
Yeah, so first of all, the details of the complaints are so inappropriate. We can't really get into all of the details.
Or please even do.
Buddy, there. I mean, it is. This guy is a problem. Okay? Now, let me give you like a behind-the-curtain thing how this show works.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a show like we do a show, in order to try to be funny, what you do is you take, in most cases...
Funny how?
Funny how, like a clown? Like I'm here to amuse you?
Like we amuse you?
But the only way to do that...
Do you have a goddamn fucking McDonald's case on your phone?
No, it's a sticker on the back of the...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where the fuck did he get a fucking McDonald's phone case?
I didn't. It's a sticker. A guy I work with brought me a Happy Meal a few weeks ago, and I sat all there and fucking ate it. And it had stickers in it, so I put a sticker on the back of the phone.
Child.
Hey, you know, it was free food. Fuck you. I ate it.
I have a question. Did it make you happy? Well, did they follow through on their promise with the Happy Meal? Or did you cry as usual?
The things that are going to make me happy aren't in that Happy Meal.
So then really it was just a meal.
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't anything too happy about it. It was just
a... What would a sad meal consist of if you were to go to a place and go, I'm not really in the mood for the Happy Meal today.
No,
that's some tragedy. No, I'd like to get the sad meal.
I got it. Off-brand mac and cheese.
That's spot on. Yeah, what else?
Am I right?
What else we got in here? Applesauce.
No. So you have like the single serving milk containers for your drink.
Okay. And, paper straw to go with that. So we got off-brand mac and cheese.
Yeah.
A little like school carton of milk with a paper, with a paper straw.
With a paper straw.
Okay.
Right.
And the dessert's got to be garbage.
No, so you got fish sticks that aren't cooked all the way through.
They're like still frozen. Like,
frozen in the middle. Tell me that's not a sad meal.
I'd like the unhappy meal, please.
Yes, can I have the unhappy meal,
please? Oh, do we
please?
Have it? Hang on a second. We got something for you, pal. Fucking generic mac and cheese.
Off-brand. Off-brand. Because, buddy, I got to tell you, if you go the mac and cheese route, and I will white trash it every now and then and go the mac and cheese route.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that, you cannot go off-brand.
Can't skimp.
No.
Nope.
Spend the extra 25 cents to get the craft because
it's worth that quarter.
You'll know where it went.
But the dessert that's in this happy in this sad meal
is the
rubbery God. Apple crisp that used to come in a TV dinner.
That's a good one too. I was going to say one of two things, either like the brownie that came in the old-timey TV meals.
A sugar-free cookie. That's it right there. A sugar-free diabetic cookie. That's your set.
Or I was going to say apple slices that are just a little too brown. All of them. That's your unhappy meal.
Oh, that's so good. Off-brand mac and cheese.
The unhappy meal.
It's perfect.
It is. Splurge. Spend the extra, 50 cents or whatever. Just do it, folks.
Like,
I know
you're... Like, so you get it. Yeah. You walk over and you're just sitting by yourself on a park bench crying, spooning off-brand mac and cheese in your mouth, trying to warm the fucking fish sticks up in your hand. Pigeons won't even come near you.
Why?
This thing's got to come with a fucking revolver or something with one shot in it.
Three gun, one bullet.
Oh.
Fucking hose you can hook up to your hook to up your tail, exhaust buddy. Pipe. It's the unhappy meal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It things.
Some of them are just Thanks. Absolutely disgusting. Others have nothing to do with the officers. When I say officers. Nothing to do with the officers on the job, it actually went so far as to send certain things to officers' homes. Other acts.
Sent things to their homes. All right.
Include stabbing one of our officers in the genitals with a hypodermic needle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah. One photo in the filings shows Farley executing one of his reportedly favorite pranks, standing shirtless over a subordinate's desk and shaving his body hair so as to deliberately leave a mess.
Jesus Christ.
He was also shitting on the floor.
Oh,
he was also stabbing people in the cock with hypodermic needles.
Was he leaving gallon jugs of piss in fucking recycling bins?
Everything but that.
Sounds like right up this guy's alley. Jesus.
What a dumb turn of phrase, right up your alley. That's so dumb. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, they're going to sue him.
Good.
The cops in the department are going to sue.
Sue everyone, goddammit.
Farley would also regularly walk out of the bathroom with his cock exposed and say, quote, hey, look, bigger than you thought, right?
Oh, I've tried that at work before. It doesn't, you know.
Oh, he was, I didn't even get this.
This guy was the chief?
Yeah. He was also fond of, scraping fluids from his underwear onto people seated in his office.
Oh, no. No.
Bad chief, but I tell you this, good cop, because he's just enough of a sociopath to get out there and get some shit done.
Yeah.
You know, We're talking Death Wish stuff, Dirty Harry stuff. You know what I mean? He's out there getting something done. You know, he's making the bad guys suffer, but not in the office. In the office, he's a true menace. Chief allegedly heated up the hot sauce to such a degree that the pepper essence fumigated the air and the entire building, creating a pepper spray-like effect that sent sufferers scrambling.
Wow. This guy's a colossal douche.
He is a douche, a nozzle. In a less cartoonish infraction, Farley and a fellow officer allegedly backdated a police report apparently done to make the report appear to fall within the required 45-day internal affairs time frame. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He is a menace.
This guy's a peach.
Also, he was shitting on the floor. Let's not forget the fact he was shitting on the floor.
You know what? That right there, that's a bullet in the head. Yeah, you're done. That's it. You're done.
I think my last day at my job, though.
Yeah, you're shitting on somebody's desk, shitting on the floor, desk.
Yep. Right in a showroom.
Okay.
Yep, buddy.
No, that makes sense.
It's got to happen.
Get you one of those little display pedestals and shit on that so it's up, you know.
You know, I have never crossed a bridge I didn't burn behind me, buddy. I'm shitting on that floor.
Placing Viagra, Adderall in office coffee urns.
Office.
Spit it out. God. You stammering hump.
For want of a better word, coffee pots.
Coffee.
Shaving. And I know some of this sounds a little weird, guys. It's not real easy to relay, okay, because it's so bizarre. You know, shaving his arms, taking his shirt off naked from the waist up and shaving his arms on the desks of, I believe it's a deputy chief.
I'd have cleaned this fucking guy's clock.
Buddy, you got to put his lights out.
I'd have beat his ass.
Got to put his lights out.
Wow.
It cannot be this in life. It can't. Life's too goddamn short. Nobody wants to work, let alone go into this.
Oh, no shit, man.
Scraping certain excrement off of his underwear.
Off his underwear? Yeah. Oh, hey.
Up your nose with a rubber hose. With his underwear. Barbarino. Tell me, don't sound like Vinnie Barbarino right there.
No.
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 Here it is.
On the desks of, I believe it's a deputy chief, scraping certain excrement off of his underwear.
Barbarino.
I'm Vinnie Barbarino. Scraping shit out of my underwear.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Up your nose with my excrement.
Oh, shit.
Here is that Sicilian songbird, the wonderful Mr. Vinnie Barbarino.
Boy, Gabe Kaplan was insufferable, wasn't he?
Jet buddy.
Oh, God. Damn. Ooh. Well, the chicks just wanted to fucking tongue his nutsack.
Ooh. That fucking hairy Italian nutsack, man.
God damn. Hairy nutsack. That motherfucker still owes me money.
He owes you $20. I know. I remember. All the way back in season two, though. With the inflation, probably like 45.
Oh, yeah. The VIG. He hasn't paid on the VIG in a while.
I'm sorry. The
VIG.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought we were going another way with that. My bad.
No, the VIG.
Oh, gotcha. Got it. Got
Jesus.
It. I understand.
The waist up and shaving his arms on the desks of, I believe it's a deputy chief.
Yeah.
Scraping certain excrement off of his underwear onto.
Yeah, I'm scraping over here now, huh? Yeah, huh?
You know, person's desks.
Oh.
That's Patrick Toscano, the attorney representing the five officers.
I'm over here now.
Reached out to North Bergen Township. Leaders in a statement said, as per state law, North Bergen referred these allegations to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office for review as soon as we became aware of them. And we understand that they were subsequently sent to the New Jersey State Attorney General's Office.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to work for a year or two if this were me. I would not be working for a while.
Respect the outcome of that investigation, and at this point, none of these allegations have been proven to be true. Now, the police chief was appointed last year, and according to township leaders, well, they say he made a lot of changes in the department, we're told, including clamp.
Yes, it was a shit stain policy. He had to come in with dirty underwear.
Yeah, he ought to have a policy of changing his fucking nasty ass underwear.
Ugh. Just scraping stuff out of your underwear.
I mean, stupid fucking Dago.
What are we, oh, buddy, what are we doing?
Appointed last year, and according to township leaders, well, they say he made a lot of changes in the department, we're told, including clamping down on overtime extensively. And in a quote, that spokesperson.
I mean, he made it so you didn't want to be there anymore, so that was pretty successful. I mean, he saved some money, right?
Oof.
Also said it's highly suspicious that these allegations have only come to light after Chief Farley instituted these reforms.
You know, I know I keep saying this, but just execute him. Just one bullet to the back of the head and your problem is solved.
Yeah, it's done.
He's clearly...
And you know what? You do that, and the next guy that thinks he might want to act like that is probably going to think twice.
Maybe, right? Garbage. Bad
or human. Or if not... Then you just keep executing them till we fucking cleanse the gene pool.
Right. I don't disagree with that at all.
While watching children at a Grand Bend, Kansas home March 24th, a babysitter made a chilling discovery when she found a man, later identified by the local sheriff's office as 27-year-old Martin Villalobos.
Sheriff. About his duties to the camp.
Jr. hiding under a child's bed.
Oh.
According to a statement shared by Barton County Sheriff's Office on Facebook March 26th, the young woman found Villalobos after one of the children...
Villalobos.
Esmeralda Villalobos.
I will sing for you now. My name is Villalobos.
...in her care complained of, quote, monsters, and she attempted to show the child there was nothing under the bed.
Jesus
However,
Christ.
The young woman stood corrected. The face...
So she looks under the bed, the guy's like, there's no monsters on your bed. The guy...
Hi.
She looks down, the guy's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, wait a minute.
He's just under there eating a sad meal.
Unhappy meal?
It's unhappy meal.
Oh, man.
Could be a show title.
Sugar-free cookie.
Yeah, it's a sugar-free cookie. Because you eat all that shit, and you get to the end, like, all right, they got a cookie. You bite into it, and you're like, God, fuck it, damn it. Jesus.
You look forward to the cookie.
Yeah, right.
Because everything else is clearly
subpar. Oh, I always look
subpar,
forward to a cookie. Right? I fucking would love
right,
a cookie.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Off-brand mac and cheese, a tuna helper.
An hamburger helper.
No.
Tuna helper.
Yeah.
Which is a misnomer.
Never helped anybody.
Book statement explains she came face to face with a male suspect who was hiding there.
How you doing?
Smelt helper.
Give me something to dress up this vag, honey, if you're not going to wash it.
A tuna helper. What do you call it? Soap? Summer's Eve.
Summer's Eve makes me feel fine.
An altercation ensued with the babysitter, and one child was knocked over in the struggle.
Good.
The suspect then fled the scene.
I think we were all knocked over in the struggle, right, Jeff?
Fight on, Chief.
The struggle.
Before deputies arrived. The sheriff's office says the babysitter was able to identify the perpetrator as Villalobos. Per the Barton County Sheriff's statement, he had once lived at the residence before a protection order from abuse required he stay away from the property.
Hey, how you doing?
Authorities arrived at the home around 10:30 p.m. local time while they looked for...
So? Hide under the bed. Hey, how you doing?
Villalobos.
What's new?
Close in the area, they could not initially find him. He was seen by law enforcement the following morning and attempted to flee on foot, per the police. He was captured after a short foot pursuit.
I'm in hot pursuit.
Over 700 miles. Got a broad in a car. I don't think he's got a permission. And that's kidnapping. How's that for hijinks?
I'm in hot pursuit.
Who are you chasing, Sheriff? Somebody chasing you? Nobody chasing me, boy. I'm after a goddamn maniac. I could start at the beginning if you'd like.
I know you can. And if it wasn't for Jackie, that movie is completely unwatchable.
It's fucking garbage. He makes the whole thing.
He really does. I'm in hot pursuit.
What oh. Oh, let me get that for you, Sheriff. Where's a can? I got to take a squirt. Yeah, no, you're right. Fucking complete fucking garbage movie without him.
Yeah, it is trash. I would watch just a reel of his scenes. I'd watch it over and over. He is so good. We're talking about Smokey the Bandit, Jackie Gleason. I would just watch it because the rest of that movie for me, and Jeff and I and Trixie went to see it together several years ago. It was back in theaters, and it is, for me, completely unwatchable except for Jackie Gleason.
My sister sent me a clip of when they when they're chasing him through the backwoods and the car with the black sheriff in it crashes.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, "Hey, boy, where's Sheriff Branford?" And that guy says, "I am Sheriff Branford."
Yeah.
Jackie looks down and he goes, "Oh, for some reason or another, you sounded taller
on the radio." You sounded taller on the radio,
like,
yeah.
What a great fucking line. Best line ever written in a movie to fucking try and cover up somebody's overt racism.
That's the best.
I saw that, you sumbitch! You did that on purpose! You're going to wait in your grave! I got the evidence! Put the evidence in the car!
Put the evidence in the car!
I'm going to barbecue your ass in molasses!
Put the evidence in the back.
No way.
There's no way. No way that you could come from my lawn. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Nobody could have delivered that line better.
He is so funny in it. And it's just that
How
whole...
the fuck did they ever get him?
I don't know.
You know.
Hopefully with the biggest check anyone ever saw to star in a movie. God damn.
Hal Needham, a goddamn fucking stunt man, writes a fucking movie and gets Jackie Gleason to fucking be in it, you know?
A teacher from Underwood, Minnesota, Jeff, is facing a criminal charge after he reportedly stepped on the back of a sixth grade student, leaving the boy walking around like an 80-year-old from the pain, his mother told authorities. It was a safety drill. He used the boy like a step stool, Jeff. Finally, here is a human impulse I understand.
What, stepping on kids?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Jason L. Rogers, 47, was charged earlier this month with one gross misdemeanor count of malicious punishment of a child. Not to mention his fucking waistline. Those pants have had it. 350 pounds, it says here.
Oof, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And how old was the kid?
Sixth grader.
Kids are malleable, but Jesus Christ, can't support 350 pounds.
According to the criminal complaint, deputy responded February 10th on a report of an assault. Sixth grader said he was lying on his stomach during a lockdown drill when Rogers, who weighs 350 pounds or more, stepped on his back with both feet for about 10 seconds.
Jesus.
The boy said he started crying because his entire back hurt. He didn't know why Rogers did this because, quote, he did not hear him say anything about it. He just stepped on him like a stepping stool. Again, just got executed. Just, that's going to cost that school a lot of money, buddy.
You know, that that could be one of the first stories we've done in a long time about a teacher not fucking a kid.
I thought the same thing when I saw it. Oh, he wanted to.
He fucked him all right.
Well, you know, when you're 350, you can't get enough cock out to do, you know, to actually penetrate anything, you know. Man.
God damn. Get off me, fat ass.
Fat pig, beat it.
Fat bastard.
I'm going to get home and punch your mama in the face.
Punch your mama in the mouth. You got that whole interaction between him and Burt Reynolds at the restaurant.
Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
And make it fast. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry. You want something? Hush puppies, daddy.
I ain't got no time for that crap.
Dumb some bitch.
Give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Oh, shit.
You know, he got that some bitch from Burt Reynolds.
Oh, yeah?
Burt Reynolds' father was a Florida state trooper.
Is that right?
And said some bitch like that all the time. That's great. Yeah. He got that from Burt Reynolds.
Oh, that's funny. Again, I'll just watch a cut of just him. I love it.
That fucking scene. When you very first see him and he's got that fucking cigarette and he lights that cigarette. And them three kids are tearing that car up. He just takes that lighter and hold up on that car wash, gentlemen.
Oh, man. Well.
Where's these fucking storms?
I don't know, but it's 6 p.m.
Oh, Stormy. Who did that song, Stormy?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. To find out.
I think it's a song you just wrote.
No, you'll know it when you hear it. Oh my God, there's no ad.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
Who's this?
Classics 4.
That's the name of the band?
Yep.
Ooh.
Oof.
Fuck you. This is the shit.
Classics 4, huh?
Classics 4. Ooh, they're coming.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh.
Yeah, we're going to get it?
Yeah, we're gonna get it.
Maybe I can get home before it. What time is it supposed to hit? Like an hour?
I think you still got time.
Yeah.
I mean, get out of here now.
Okay.
Unless you want to watch this riveting fucking Cubs game.
10-2, huh?
Fucking
2?
Blowing the doors off.
Oh, yeah, they're coming to get us here in another hour or so.
Yeah.
Is it just bad storms or tornadoes or what do we got?
Looks like they could get shitty.
Yeah.
I don't think they're saying anything yet. Yeah. You know, why would they want to give you some advanced warning?
Well, I agree. Well, all right. In that case, I would like to get home before the rain starts, the storm starts.
Right on.
Did move my trash can into the garage so it wouldn't go dancing down the fucking street.
Blowing all over the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Just waiting for somebody to throw some bottles of piss in.
Let's see. I think I found the issue here. I already closed it out. No, I didn't. Yeah, I did. Well, all right. We have more here, but I'm very tired. So I think we've had enough.
We're out.
And we're out. And thanks for listening to our dissertation on the unhappy meal and off-brand mac and cheese.
We got off-brand mac and cheese.
Yep.
Tuna helper.
Yeah.
Cold fish sticks.
Well, they're warm on the outside.
Right. Half
frozen on the inside.
Frozen on the inside.
Right.
And a sugar-free diabetic cookie.
Yeah, sugar-free diabetic cookie. And or apple slices. Oh. That are just a little too brown.
And a carton of milk with a paper
straw.
Yep.
With a paper straw, like an individual serving, like milk. You got in school.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
The paper carton.
Yep. That's expired.
That's expired. Oh, yes. 5 days, because you know it's bad. It's oh, 5 days. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The unhappy meal.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean that. Because this is tough sometimes. And believe me when I tell you, we're going to go to one show every 2 weeks next year. Believe me when I tell you, the time is coming. Going back to the old schedule. We'll see you next week.
Go back to one every 6 weeks.
Once a month. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.